Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. Good old Skelly Aromax, the gasoline that's weather-right for your car. And now, attention, members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. Listen, how many of you fellows and girls are getting together with your mothers to figure out an unusual Christmas present for Dad? Well, if you haven't thought of it before, don't you think it's a swell idea? A special Christmas present to Dad from Mother and you. Wouldn't you like to do that? Well, listen, you talk it over with Mother tonight. And in the meantime, here's a couple of mighty swell ideas you can use when you're picking out that present for Dad. Your Skelly man has several fine auto accessories that make wonderful gifts for every man who drives a car. Now, Dad probably spends a good deal of his time in that car of his, and anything you can get him to make driving safer and pleasanter and less fatiguing would certainly make a good Christmas present, wouldn't it? How about a nice warm heater to keep Dad warm on long winter drives? Well, your Skelly man has some swell automobile heaters. Why don't you and Mother stop by and see him tonight? Or maybe Dad's car needs a new battery. Well, talk it over with your Skelly man, and he'll be able to give you just exactly the kind of battery that Dad should have, that Dad should have, that Dad should have, that Dad should have for lasting trouble-free service. Another thing every car owner should have is a good flashlight. And better still, it should be carried on a clip right under the steering wheel. Does your Dad have one? Well, you just ask your Skelly man to show you his new Copperlight automobile flashlight that mounts on the steering post. Say he can show you lots of things that'll make Dad or Uncle Joe or Cousin Jim or any other car owner a mighty fine Christmas gift. But we're thinking about Dad especially right now. So why don't you and Mother stop over at your Skelly service station tonight and pick out a nice big Christmas present for Dad. And now to Captain Midnight. In one part of the old Aztec temple, Ivan Chark and his daughter Fury are waiting to lure Captain Midnight into their power. But somewhere in the temple, unknown to Ivan Chark, are the two villains, Lutro and Von Britt. As our scene opens now, it is approaching the middle of the night. Rain is still pouring down, although the worst of the storm has passed. Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Senor Pareda are talking together in low tones near the door of the room which shelters Ma and Patsy Donovan. Listen as Chuck asks.
Captain, do you really think you couldn't get out of this temple safely and get Ma and Patsy and the boys out too? We men could probably shoot our way out, but with the ladies here, it's going to be...
Listen, Captain. Chuck's men are probably getting ready to claw
him.
Yes,
I know. The Von Grip and Lutro still have to be attended to. We'll have to outsmart them. This storm has caused a bad delay.
Listen to that rain come down. Did you hear that waterfall? Louder than it's ever been before.
I have never seen so much water come down before me, amigos. Not even when I was a boy do I remember anything like
it. Yes, there's a tremendous amount of water coming down there, all right. I don't like it. The current is undermining the side of the temple. We don't know when everything might cave in.
Oh, mi capitan, that would be terrible. Mi Dolores, I would lose her again.
Oh, no, I don't think the cave-in would extend that far back, you know. But I've been watching very carefully for any cracks to appear. None have yet.
Gee, you think we ought to move the women to another room?
No, Chuck, no, not yet. I wouldn't like to disturb Mrs. Donovan now if we can help it.
My poor buddy Dolores, she's asleep too. And she needs to sleep so much.
But what's the rest of your plan, Captain Midnight?
Now, as soon as the danger from the storm and the water are gone, I'm going to ask Senor Pareda to gather his men together. We'll divide ourselves into three groups of six men each, and we'll give the temple another thorough search.
Shall I warn my men to be ready, Senor?
No, let them rest a little while longer. We remain here and watch, and when I think the time is ready, I'll have you call them.
Above the water chamber, in a murky passageway, two men are crouched, talking in whispers. They are Lutro and Von Grip, for whom Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey searched unsuccessfully. Let's listen as Von Grip speaks.
We must be careful, Lutro. I am sure I saw two people in the passageway below.
Yes, Juan Gris, there was someone there. But I think they are Captain Midnight's group.
I do not think so. They would not be prowling around at this time of night. We gave them the slip this afternoon. I do not think they will continue to search now.
Be quiet, mi amigo. I think I hear the sound.
Huh? All you hear is that waterfall.
No, it was something else. Be quiet. There is someone below us.
You're right, Lucho. There is someone below.
Be careful, mi amigo. They are coming up the stairs.
Everything clear then, Joey?
Yes, Ivan, I understand perfectly.
It will be most important for you to be sure of the 15-minute interval.
I realize that, Ivan. Your life will depend upon it. After Captain Midnight enters the water chamber, I am to close the door and open the water valve. Exactly 15 minutes later, I am to open the door again. Then, as soon as I hear your voice, I am to close it. Is that correct?
Yes, that is exactly what you must do. Now everything is ready. I shall descend to the water chamber and fire several shots, crying for help at the same time. Captain Midnight should come to investigate. And when you hear him enter the chamber, you will close the door and open the water valve.
Yes, Ivan. I am ready.
I will descend now. Remember, Fury, my life is in your hands. So follow my instructions.
You hear that?
See me, amigo. Come this way.
I don't think she can hear us now.
Yeah, my dear Von Grief. This grows more interesting every minute. The man, his voice sounded different, but he must be Ivan Shark.
Yes, you are right. The girl is Fury Shark, his daughter. She's as big a fiend as he is. Now listen carefully, Señor Lugo. Ivan Shark has planned something for his use that we will take advantage of instead.
So, mi amigo, tell me what you have in mind.
Listen carefully, then I will tell you. If Captain Midnight comes,
I'm going to make the search now.
Yes, and this is going to be a good one. Come down this passageway while I explain my plan.
Si, mi capitán.
We follow you. Now, Senor Pereira has 15 men. But the three of us, that makes 18. We'll divide into three groups of six each. I'll take one, Senor Pereira the second, and you chose the third.
Listen. Listen to that.
What is that, mi capitán?
Sounds to me as if something has happened to Von Griffin Lucho.
We'd better look into this.
Oh, mi capitán, what shall we do?
Listen, Senor Pereira. You gather your men and protect the women. Send Pablo for Pinky and Slim and have them join you, too. Hold the door to that room at the cost of your lives.
Si, mi capitán, but you...
Chuck and I are going to see what's happened. Now, don't worry about us. We'll be back in just a little while.
Si, mi capitán, but you must be careful.
All right, come on, Chuck, come on.
Okay, right with you, Captain.
Come on, Chuck, run for it.
Here, take my flashlight. You can see better.
Okay, Chuck, thanks.
It sounded as if it came from straight ahead.
Yes. Yes, you're right. There it is again.
It sounds as if someone was getting killed.
We'll find out in a jiffy.
Well, look. There's a stairway ahead.
Wait a minute. Hold it now. Hold it. Don't take any chances. Wait till I shine this flashlight down there.
I don't see anything.
If anything happens, remember the way back now.
I'll remember.
All right. Down these steps.
Okay. Right behind you.
Easy now. Sounded as though those cries came from right around here.
That's what I thought, too.
Wait a minute. Hold it a second, Chuck. Hold it.
What's up? What do you see?
I don't see anything yet. Here, get your gun out quick.
Okay.
Look at that floor. It's wet. But somebody's been walking on it.
You're right on one of the footprints right now.
Yes, it is. Seems to point toward that door in the rock wall.
Well, flash a light that way.
I'll do that. Looks like a big stone door.
Gosh. Damp down here. Look how wet everything is. Why, even the walls and ceiling.
Yes, I'm noticing that. I think we're below the level of the river. Wait a minute. Listen to that.
It sounds like a current of water not very far away.
Yes. The river should be just on the outside of these walls.
If anybody came down here, they must have gone through that opening.
Yes. All right, we're going to look into that. Stand aside and I'll throw the beam of my light in there.
Narrow room. clothes ought to be wet.
Right.
It even has mud and slime on it.
Do you see anything else?
No, except that I see footprints inside.
Now remember, we can't see all of the room from here.
Maybe there's someone lying dead in there.
We're going to find out, Chuck. Elena, get your gun ready. Who's in there? Who's in there?
I don't think anyone is.
All right, Chuck, we're going in. You stay behind me now.
Oh, look. There's something in that corner.
Here, I see. Looks like a man kneeling with his face against the wall.
What?
Come on, we're going to look into this.
He's got something over his head.
Come on, let's step forward, Chuck. Wait a minute, hold it. This is far enough. Listen, whoever you are. Come on, get up.
Look, he's getting up. But he keeps his face to the wall. There, he's turning. Blazing beacons. It's Ivan Shark.
My dear Captain Midnight, how nice of you to pay me this visit. I am very glad.
All right, get your hands up, Ivan Shark. I'm the one that's glad to see you.
Why, certainly, Captain Midnight. Anything to oblige you. As you see, my hands are high in the air. And if you care to examine me, you will find that I am unarmed.
Just a minute. Stand where you are. Don't move.
Shall I see if he's got a gun?
Yes, Chuck, while I keep him covered. Go on.
This is the moment we've been waiting for.
All right, what do you find, Chuck?
He's got a pistol in his shoulder holster.
I knew it. He never told the truth in his life. All right, take that pistol and come back here.
I've got it.
Now then, Shark, what's the idea? You evidently planned this little meeting. If you did, it's not turning out the way you expected.
I would not be too sure of that, Captain Midnight.
Something about this I don't like, Chuck. Watch that door behind us. All right, Shark. Come on now, step forward and keep those hands in the air.
Why, certainly, Captain Midnight. This is one time it looks as if I will have to obey orders.
Quick, Captain Midnight! Turn your light this way!
Don't move, Shark! What's the matter, Chuck?
The door! The stone door we came through! It's closing on us! It's closed!
Well, Captain Midnight has fallen into the fiendish trap laid for him by Ivan Shark. But there is one thing that Ivan Shark does not know, and that is the presence in the temple of the Roughnecks, Lutro, and Von Griff. A thrilling climax is ahead. Don't miss it. Tune in next Monday to Captain Midnight. Now remember that swell gift idea for Dad. Skelly Auto Accessories for Christmas. Let your Skelly man help you and Mother pick out a practical gift from Skelly's wonderful line of quality auto accessories. Something that Dad will really appreciate getting for Christmas. Something he'll use for months to come. And think of you every time he uses it. Something, too, that will make driving safer and pleasanter and easier for good old Dad. And remember this, too. When you and Mother stop over at your Skelly service station to see those other accessories, you can also take a look at those 12 new Captain Midnight bicycle tires. Boy, oh boy, are they beauty. The clincher balloons are all black, black as midnight, and the single tube type have black treads and white sidewalls. And both kinds have the name Captain Midnight in big raised letters along the side. Say, you'll surely want to see the 12 Captain Midnight bicycle tires at your Skelly service station. And we hope Santa Claus is listening in, so he won't forget to stop in and talk with your Skelly man about these special new tires that have been made especially for members of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol. Now, don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. What will Von Griff and Lutro do in their efforts to put both Captain Midnight and Shark out of the way? A thrilling climax to this great struggle is just ahead. Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and
happy landing!